In this bulletin, Donald Trump confirms the IS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is dead after a US assault. Scott Morrison defends his decision not to attend the ceremony marking the closure of the Uluru climb. And in tennis, Dominic Thiem wins the Vienna Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. President Donald Trump has confirmed the IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has died in a special forces operation in northwest Syria. Mr. Trump says al-Baghdadi died after being chased into a dead-end tunnel during a raid at a compound in Idlib and igniting an explosive vest, killing himself and three of his young children. He says al-Baghdadi spent his last moments in fear.
He was whimpering, screaming and crying. And frankly, I think it's something that should be brought out so that his followers and all of these young kids that want to leave various countries, including the United States, they should see how he died. He didn't die a hero. He died a coward, crying, whimpering, screaming, and bringing three kids with him to die.
The U.S. had been offering a reward of almost $37 million for information that could lead to locating al-Baghdadi, who led the group from 2010. Mr. Trump says al-Baghdadi's identity was positively confirmed by a DNA test conducted on site. Scott Morrison has welcomed the death of the IS leader. Mr. Morrison says the death is a significant blow to IS and an important step in preventing its resurgence. He says Australia will continue to work closely with coalition partners to counter the terrorist organisation. Scott Morrison has defended his decision not to attend an official ceremony marking the closure of the Uluru climb. Labor Senator Pat Dodson criticised Mr. Morrison failing to attend the ceremony, which also marked 34 years since the day when the land title to Uluru was handed back to the traditional owners. Senator Dodson says the Prime Minister's absence shows he doesn't understand how important the climb's closure is to Indigenous Australians. But Mr. Morrison says he had other commitments.
I can't be in two places at once. I was in Western Australia on the weekend and was travelling back with my family from Western Australia. I was there for the Western Australian Telethon. Can I congratulate all those in the West to some $42 million raised to support sick kids in WA. This is a significant event in Western Australia, held on the Saturday evening and, of course, on Sunday morning. I was there supporting our Diamonds with their great win over the Silver Ferns.
The only federal representative of Mr. Morrison's government at the event was the Environment Minister, Susan Lee. To the US, authorities say 180,000 people have been ordered to leave their homes as powerful winds threaten to spread a wildfire in Northern California's wine country. The fear that the winds could blow embers and spread fire across a major road prompted authorities to expand evacuation orders that covered parts of Santa Rosa, a city of 175,000 people that was devastated by a wildfire 2 years ago. Jonathan Cox from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Prevention says winds coming from the northeast direction increased fire activity overnight, resulting in burning moving closer to more populated areas.
Firefighters made aggressive attacks on the fire, defending structures as well as contending with downed trees and downed power lines. At the same time that the firefight was going on last night and continues today, we had the incident commanders at the command post throughout the entire night evaluating the need for additional evacuations throughout the area.
More than 240 scientists have penned an open letter to Prime Minister Scott Morrison, urging him to strengthen Australia's environment laws in a forthcoming review. The scientists argue the current laws are failing to protect the environment because they're too weak. They point to extinction rates for native animals, warning that another 17 species could die out over the next two decades. An independent review of the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act is due to begin by the end of this month and will be the first review of Australia's environment laws in a decade. In tennis, Dominic Thiem has fought back from a set down to win his first Vienna Open title. Argentina's Diego Schwartzman set the early tempo, attacking the Austrian's backhand to break him three times. The team, ranked number 5 in the world, fought back to defeat Swartzman 3-6, 6-4, 6-3. The 26-year-old was emotional following the win.
It's been an unbelievable year for me in Austria to win the titles in Kitzbühel and now also here in Vienna. I've had some troubles to deliver my best tennis, to play my best tennis for this amazing crowd in Kitzbühel and also here in Vienna. And now in the same year I win both titles. It's completely unreal to me.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide, sunny and 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23. Similar forecast for Hobart, 19 degrees today. Sunny in Canberra, 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 20. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 23. Much the same in Newcastle, also 23. A possible shower in Brisbane, 27. A mostly sunny day in Cairns, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.